world's on fire, our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, you caught me scrambling here. Just heard something from the Holy Spirit. Spencer, I'm sending this to you right now. Get this thing up and ready to go. It's coming to Spencer. No, it's going to come to Jared, and it's going to go to me. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Woo! Boom, coming your way. Get this thing, ready to go. Man, we're going to do communion, so get ready to do communion. But, man, I've been getting a download for about the last 20 minutes. I'm going to try to get out of here. Look. Take a deep breath, Coach. Take a deep breath. Here's what I'm going to talk to you with you about today, folks. We are beginning to see the absolute reemergence of the supernatural in the church, but outside the church. It's the most amazing thing that's going on, and I'm going to try to show you some of that stuff today. But the point being this, right? We used to see the supernatural, what I would call the counterfeit supernatural, in the churches. We know what it was, waving the flags and dancing around and doing all that charismania stuff back when the economy was good and everything was good. And so most Americans didn't really have a devil to fight against. So they just made up stuff to fight against. And y'all with me? And all the prosperity preachers and all that stuff came out there. Let me tell you something. The Lord's getting out the water hose. He's getting out the water hose. And he is going to bring to, I'm not a prophet. I'm not speaking prophetically. I'm just telling you. He is getting out the water hose. And just like that, did you guys see the picture after? Oh, man, I could go 1,000 directions. After the supposed shooter was killed, did you see them up on top of the thing, water hosing down where the guy had been, where the sniper had been? Did you see him water hosing it down? I'm thinking, wait a minute. Well, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, you mean to tell me that this kid, this guy, whatever, was shot and killed here, and there's blood there, and some dude just standing up there on the top of the water hose? You mean they didn't make that corridor, close that thing down? No, he's up there with a water. Did you guys see that picture? Did anybody see that picture? Spencer, look for that real quick. See if you can just Google guy water hose. We're going to do communion. Just Google guy water hose, whatever. He's water hosing where this killing took place. Just standing up there water hosing it. Like some, hey, Joe, go up there and water that thing down. And folks, there's something really, really, really big that's going on. Really going on. Look at it. Huh? Isn't this something you'd see your neighbor doing? This is where the sniper had been shot. And they clearly want to wash away something, don't they? They really want to wash away something. He's up there with a water hose. Oh, because why? Because I'm going to tell you something. The supernatural is beginning to emerge. And before we do it, before we go to Joe, we're going to do communion. The Holy Spirit just tapped me on the shoulder, which he does some. My sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not hear. Now, hang on. Hear means hear. Hear in the heart. My sheep take to heart my voice. And another voice they don't take to heart, because we'd have to admit we hear all kinds of voices, don't we? Huh? But the Lord says, my sheep hear my voice. Take to heart my voice. Yeah. Yet, Steve, they're washing away the evidence, right? Washing away all. This is like unbelievable. Unbelievable to think about. Anyway, here's what the Lord put on my heart when I got up this morning. Play that one I just sent you. We don't have to play all of it. Bear on. We're going to do communion. Get ready. Setting the stage here. Oh, it gives me goosebumps. All right, that's enough. That's enough. You feel it coming? Something's coming in the air tonight, folks. That's where I want to take you. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's the supernatural. The reemergence of the supernatural is coming back to American Christianity. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, I'm going to show you some stuff here today. I'm going to show you some stuff. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And the awakening of the American underground church. I don't know what else to call it. Not the mainstream church. No, no, no. This thing is going to begin in the underground church. The awakening is already beginning, and I can feel it coming in the air tonight. And I'm going to bring Joe in, and we're going to take communion. Now, hang on a minute. I got to say this. Get rid of whatever friends I used to have. I heard somebody sent a comment to me, said, Jiminy Crimey, why does he take all that time at the beginning of Friday morning to do communion? I don't tune in to do communion. See, you don't get what's going on here. You don't get what's going on here. Are you even born again? Are you even born again? I don't understand the significance of communion, the significance of us gathering together in communion. You see that as wasted time? Why? Because you want me to come in here and start talking about the culture and Biden did this, Trump did this. Is that really where you are? You don't understand that we're fighting a spiritual war beyond what we could ever even imagine. You don't understand the power of biblical unity. You don't understand that as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And you guys think it's wasting time? Come on in, Joe. Take as much time as you want to waste.
Well, thank you, Coach. And you are right. The veil is thinning. The veil is really thin. I saw something the other day that most people would think was they didn't see. But let's read about our God a little bit. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, or Mount Sion, and unto the city of the living God.
Amen.
The heavenly Jerusalem. And to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Wow, the spirits of just men made perfect. We didn't do anything during it, baby. Didn't do anything during it.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Wow, that's so deep.
See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
See, when Jesus was on earth, you only had the ability to hear from him if you were in his presence. If he was there, you could hear him. If he was someplace else, you couldn't hear him. Now we have a King of Kings and Lord of Lords who not only can you hear, he's everywhere. He's in you, so we no longer have the excuse to say, I didn't. What did he say? Hey, Ethel, what did he say? No. That spirit's inside of you, speaking to you now. And it says here, we escape not who refused him that spake on the earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven? We hear him now. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven.
Amen.
And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things which are shaken. Of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Wow. Because we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace. Huh?
Yeah. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace. whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
Wow.
For our God is a consuming fire.
Man, you mean we're going to take the body and blood of his son, his sacrifice son, and some of you want to hurry through it? Let's get in. I want to talk about Biden. Let's go. Huh? Come on, folks.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again this morning with gratitude in our hearts, grateful that our lungs are full and our hearts are beating and this technology is working and we're here together at this unique congregation, this unique church of brothers and sisters serving you and doing our best to be a part of, not just bystanders in today's times and today's events that you brought us here to be a part of. And we realize that there's so much happening that with one and so many lies, it's hard to if one doesn't have the Holy Spirit, how do you know who is telling the truth? But we have you in our hearts, Lord. We are in you, and you are in us, and we are in you at the right side of the Father. It's amazing, Lord, and your word tells us these amazing things. So we pray now that from the right side of the Father, as a part of the body of Christ, with you also in ours, being spirit-filled, where you are in us down here at the same time. We pray from this seat, and we pray that we become even better ambassadors of you in these days, and that you tell us when you want us to turn over the tables in the temple.
Amen.
But not until that time, Lord, then we fight with love. We love on them, and they change. And they see something they haven't seen before, and it will disarm them. But if we have to protect the innocent, Lord, you know that you will tell us when to do what. Because we cannot discern it on our own. And we are so grateful that we serve a God, the only God. And you gave your only begotten Son, that we who believe in him may live and not perish, but have everlasting life. We cannot really in our hearts comprehend that, but we understand the words, but we can't really comprehend how that was actually done. And Lord, we ask you to bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was sacrificed for us, who brought the New Testament, who made it that we who are not righteous, will be made righteous through him, Lord. It's amazing words, and the word is true. So we thank you, Lord. Be with us this day and this weekend. Keep us and our families safe, and be with Randy and his team on their venture, and keep us safe through the weekend. Let those we meet see Jesus in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome, sir.
Amen. Amen. Oh, man. I just got a text from Sheila Holm. She says, Coach, you got home just in time. Flights, trains, computer systems are down globally. It's at United and Delta here so far. Hong Kong, Sydney, India Banks, flights, Ireland, UK, Microsoft Windows. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's something really gurgling in me today, and I want to be able to get it out in a way that honors the Lord. Here's what, folks. I haven't sat around. I haven't watched the Republican convention. I don't know if you guys have, and if you have, good. And if not, I don't care. Look, Spencer's got it up there. Microsoft outage updates, CrowdStrike issues, crashing Windows, PCs worldwide. Right? Do you guys understand that that quick the internet could be done? You understand that could be gone, and every connection you have, and everything you rely on, every boom gone. That, you understand that, folks? So let me move on here, right? Because something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Okay. I noticed this as I just kind of casually watched some of the Republican thing. Hey, look, I don't, Republican good, Democrat bad, I don't buy that anymore. I don't buy that anymore. Trump, Biden, I don't buy that yin and yang. I don't buy any of that anymore, friends. Here's the yin and the yang I buy. The Satan against Christ. That's the battle. And everybody else are just players on it. And what Shakespeare said, just players on the stage. They're all just players on the stage in a cosmic battle that's unfolding before us. And can I tell you this? Some people are being used by God, and some people are being used by the devil, and they don't even know. Would somebody say amen? Would somebody say amen? That if you believe
amen.
God is in charge and God is orchestrating things, then one of the things that we have to stop worrying about or worrying so much about is which guy is a good guy, which guy is a bad guy, because the Bible says God works all things together for good for those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. So we are in the midst of something going on right now. I can't explain it. You can't explain it. Nobody can explain it. Everybody's got a theory. But I'm going to tell you what it is. Are you ready? Here's what Coach Dave says. It's a returning of the supernatural to Christianity. That's happening right in front of us now. The devil has been revealed. Now look, the devil has been out there for anybody with eyes to see. Unfortunately, the Bible tells us some can't see it. They can't see it. And sadly, some of us who do see it think it's Republican, Democrat, liberal. We don't understand that's the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. You're riding along with me, okay, so far here? Because I'm just trying to get out what I'm feeling inside.
Boom.
I'm just trying to help you to see and to understand that you don't get wound up, reeled in to one side or the other. This is good and this is bad and this guy's good. It doesn't matter. God is in control of everything that's going on. And as my friend Tom Gill says, God's in control, but he doesn't control everything. He's in control, but he doesn't control everything. It's like teaching your child to drive when they turn 16 years old. They're in control, but you guys ever take that, go way back to when they had driver's ed? Anybody have driver's ed? And the driver's ed guy sat beside you with another steering wheel. You remember those days? And another brake. So he was letting you learn to drive, but he was in control of it, right? That's what's going on. See? And what's happened to us over the last, I don't know how long it's been, the supernatural has left the church. Oh, it hadn't left the world. No. The supernatural, thank you, Lord. Pulled up, I heard that, Lord. Man, I love the Lord. Pull up for me. Where is it? Oh, it was on. See, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. It's in Matthew. I had some technical issues here this morning. An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Now look, look. Yeah, right. So Spencer will get it up there for us. Evil and adult of generation seeketh after a sign. It's Matthew. He doesn't matter. Trust me. Now listen. Listen to me. There it is.
16:4.
Thank you. A wicked and adulterous generation. Would that be us? Huh? Would that maybe be us? Would that maybe be our children? Could that be the people who are growing up now, the ones that are trapped in transgenderism and what we call the left? Could it be that they're a wicked and adulterous generation? And you know what? They need to see something. They're looking for some power in this thing they call Christianity. Otherwise, they just think it's a lifestyle. It's just a hat that you put on, run around. A wicked and adulterous generation. They're looking for a sign. Who's going to give them that sign? Who's going to give them that revealing? We already know this. The Bible says that the natural man, this wicked and adulterous generation, they can't see it. What? Yes. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. Neither can he. It's foolishness. In Christianity, because Christianity has refused to engage in the war and train up soldiers, we have cheerleaders on the outside cheering in a game where there ain't nobody playing. That's right from the Lord. And this evil and adulterous generation, they're looking at Christianity and they're laughing. They're laughing. Why? Where's the beef? Where is the beef, brother?
Boom.
You say they're murdering babies. You say abortion's murdering babies. Where's the beef, brother? You must not really believe it because you keep going on living your life like normal. Oh, you think homosexuality is wicked? You think they're using homosexuality to influence young kids? You think that, Christian? Well, where's the beef? Where's the beef? What are you doing about it if you think this is going on? An evil and adulterous generation, they need to see something. And I'm going to tell you, I saw it last night. I saw it last night. God bless America. What was it Lee Greenwood said? I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know. And that's all a lie. Ain't nobody free. Right? And you know what I saw last night so clearly? They're afraid to drop the J word. Everybody's afraid to drop the J word. Oh, they brought Franklin Graham in. They let him drop the J word. You know what the J word is, right? Hey, I'm going to whisper. Hang on a minute. Let me look around my studio. See if it, all right, I think I'm safe. Jesus.
Boom.
Jesus. God, huh? What did Donald Trump say? Donald Trump said, God saved him or God smiled. What God? Why are we afraid to name that name? Why are we afraid to name that name that is above every name? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And they won't say that name, friends. They won't say that name. Oh, they brought in the Franklin Graham. They brought in the anointed Christian pastor, and he used that name, but there wasn't nobody else using that name. Can I tell you why? Do I have to say it? Look, you can get as mad as hell. I don't care. If you can't receive the truth, I don't know what to tell you. Are you ready? Okay, here it comes. They won't use that name Jesus because they don't want to lose that Jewish money. There I said it.
Yeah.
You can say God, you can say conservative, you can say all that stuff, but don't you bring up that name that's above every name. Why? Because those guys are getting their pockets lined with people who do not believe or love Jesus. It's that simple. Right? Call me an anti-Semite. Call me, make whatever name you want to. There is no supernatural power in the American culture because we are ashamed of that name. Now, wait a minute. We're not ashamed of that name in the safety and security of our church. We're not afraid of it then. Oh, they dance around with flags and they raise their hands up and they praise the Lord. And then they walk outside that church and they never open their mouth about Jesus publicly throughout their entire 40-hour work week. Anybody want to disagree with me? Huh? Huh? Why? We're ashamed of that name. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And why didn't Donald Trump stand up there and give credit to Jesus Christ for saving him, if that's what he believed? Well, it's just God. Well, which God? Which God? The unknown God that Paul talked about? Which God? Something's happening here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Something's happening here. The supernatural is returning to the church. God, bear with me here a second. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. I hate to make this about me, but pull out my commentary I wrote today. Actually, I wrote it yesterday. 2 days ago, whenever I was down in wherever I was. Just hang with me here, okay? Folks, do you guys share these things with others? I saw George McCloy yesterday. It's good to see George. George picked me up at the airport. God bless George. Cowering Christianity, Coach Dave wrote on July 19, 2024. Actually, I wrote it 2 days ago. It's not about me, although I put a lot of eyes in there. Hey, folks, we got eye trouble. My eye trouble. It's all about me. It's all about I. I hate that word, I. Unless I'm testifying, then I'm not ashamed to use it. I've always swum a little bit against the flow. I guess it's my nature. My late mother called me a cockeyed optimist. Perhaps it was my athletic training. At one time, sports was my entire life. I lived and breathed it. Mickey Mantle, Jimmy Brown, Jerry Lucas. That was the Holy Trinity when I was growing up. Anybody say amen? Anybody know what I'm talking about? That was my life. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. That was the drug I consumed throughout my whole life. Take a setback and you turn it into a comeback. I can rattle off all the sports cliches. Competition shaped my life. It made me who I am. Tenacious, optimistic, and overcoming. Anybody see those qualities in me? I'm not bragging about me. I'm stating the obvious. That's why sometimes it's hard. I have a hard time fitting into things are only going to get worse mentality that I see in much of Christianity. It's paralyzing. Or, as I've heard so many of my Christian compatriots state, why, Coach Dave, you're just polishing the brass on a sinking ship. Anybody heard that? Anybody ever heard that? If they're on my football team, I say, get the hell out! Never surrender. Don't give up the ship. Fight to the end. Occupy till I come. See, that's the type of Christianity I want to be part of. Anybody else out there? That's the kind I want to be part of. Nothing frustrates me more than watching organizational Christianity walk away from a good fight.
Amen.
Maybe it's just me, but I think Christians are at least like Jesus when we are cowardly and fearful. Most of our pastors have already thrown in the towel. Vinny, that's an amen. I'm going to say it again. Most of our pastors have already thrown in the towel.
Boom.
The fact that evil is running rampant in America does not mean it is the end of days. It means it's time to fight. It's time to stand up and push back against the forces of darkness. Could it be that evil is advancing because good men have done nothing? Does Antifa, boy, this is a line from the Lord. Does Antifa love America more than the Southern Baptists? Because I'm telling you this, Antifa's sure out on the street trying to promote their version of America, right? Where are the Baptists? Oh, they're cowering. They're cowering in their wherever they cower. Which group seems to be fighting most for control of the culture? But Coach Dave, we're supposed to preach the gospel, not save the nation. I hear that all the time from the yellow bellies cowering in the safety of their prayer closet. Innocent boys and girls are having doctrines of demons preached to them in public schools where the true values of the public are constantly being undermined, all at Christian taxpayers' expense. Our culture has been seized by the evil one, and most of Christianity is looking for evacuation rather than occupation. There's a good boom. Somebody give me a good boom.
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 How about this one? Jesus never ran from a fight. He picked them.
Boom.
He asked us to do likewise. It's called the Great Commission, where he tells you, you will be hated of all men. Perhaps I'm wrong, but I don't see cowering Christian anywhere in the Bible. I don't see it anywhere. In fact, Revelation says the fearful and unbelieving are the first ones to go to the lake of fire. Cowardly go first. See, Christianity is not for the weak. It takes guts to live out a bold Christian life, especially today. I ought to have 30 amens right there. It takes guts to live it out. Huh? It takes guts to stand up and speak the truth. To use that name of Jesus takes guts today.
Amen.
Yeah. The assault on innocent children in America is like nothing ever seen in civilized history. The barbarians are at the gate. The saliva is running down the cracks of the mouths of the wolves as the evil one and his minions set their sights on the millions of little ones created in the image of Christ. Jesus warned us that it'd be better to put a millstone around our neck and jump in the lake than to mislead even one of his precious children. Wow, this is good. Can you say public screws? Not a peep from the pulpit or the pew. Why? Well, they have a good marching band. My football team went 10-0 last year. Pastors and pew sitters are fiddling while Rome burns. God must be so ticked off. But I have hope. I guess it goes back to that sports training. I think God's people are about to pull a comeback. I see it everywhere I look. Finally, after 70 years of sex, drugs, and rock and roll ruling the day, a sleeping giant is beginning to awaken. Could the church's finest hour be in front of us? But let me ask you, does that fit your narrative? Does that fit your theological narrative? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, the Holy Spirit just said to me. But the scripture says that in the last days, which everybody says we are in, God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Could it be that the greatest Christian revival the world has ever seen is just over the horizon? So here's the way I see it. I'm not going to read this. You guys know about linear summer rain. God's moving in cycles. So we must ask ourselves, is the sun coming up or is the sun going down? How you answer that question will determine whether we cower or whether we conquer. Tough times are coming, boys and girls, even for the Christians. Joel Osteen is going to, his church is going to empty when the financial collapse comes. Joel Osteen's church is going to empty because they're built upon sinking sand. Tough times are coming, but tough times produce tough people. Maybe a little bit of persecution will be good for Christianity, but we must face up to the reality that we are entering into a time of a great fight or flight. How the church responds to these difficult times will determine the outcome. God's in control, Coach. Yeah, he's in control, and he's asking you, get off your butt. Open your mouth. Tide is turning in America. I see it everywhere I look. Stand up and fight. Now's the time. I choose to fight. More than a conqueror is what the scriptures call believers. There's still time on the scoreboard clock. Let's play hard until the end. We had a saying we paint on our locker room door. If you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right. Attitude is everything. Do you believe we can win? Betty, do you believe we can win? Rochelle, do you believe we can win? Susie, you believe we can win? Attitude's everything. I believe we can win. See, real Christianity, my friends, it's not for cowards. I think it's time we move from cowering to conquering.
Boom.
Give me a boom, Vinny.
Boom.
That, boys and girls, is the truth. Supernatural has left the truth. Now, Supernatural hadn't left Randy Lunsford. Randy Lunsford's out every day doing what? Advancing the kingdom of God through the supernatural, while most of Christianity is hiding in their prayer closet looking for an evacuation. You don't have to say amen. I don't need your approval. I'm just watching the game films. It's going on everywhere you see. Revival is going on everywhere you see it. But you got to get your nose out of your church.
Amen.
It ain't happening there.
Amen.
Amen, baby. Amen. Okay, I want to show you something. Go to the last thing. I didn't even number them today. I was having terrible trouble today, Jared. I'm sorry. John Rich. John, you guys know who John Rich is? It's the very last thing. Have you guys heard John Rich's song? I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to show you another clip. This guy is just a country singer. He's just a country singer. And watch this song. How many downloads does it say it had? 91. He's had like 100 million downloads of this song. Folks, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. They ain't listening to Franklin Graham. They're listening to John Rich. Go ahead and play this song. It's called, I don't even know what the heck the name of it is. Revelation, John Rich, country singer John Rich, Revelation. Millions of people downloading it. Go ahead.
Dancing in the flames. The people cursed his name, bowed at the altar of the father of lies. But there's a number to their days and all their evil ways. The Lord's gonna turn away from all their cries. Oh, revelation, I can feel it coming like a dark train running. Coming back again. Brimstone upon their heads, millstones around their necks. They'll feel shaken when the trumpet sounds. And no matter where they hide, there'll be nowhere to run when Jesus puts his mighty foot on the ground. I can feel it coming like a dark train running. Oh, get ready, cause the king is coming. The king is coming back again. And flash their voice of wail and their teeth will gnash. And he'll set fire to the evil ones and all the wickedness they've done. There'll be no time to turn around as the stars begin to hit the ground and the mountains fall and the veil is torn with the sounding of that seventh horn.
Oh, revelation, I can feel it coming like a dark train running. Oh, revelation, I can feel it coming like a dark train.
John before his days were done. The king is coming and it won't be long.
You know, the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Amen. And ask yourself this. Why won't they mention his name? Why won't they mention his name? Why won't Trump say that name? Why won't our elected officials say that name?
Boom.
Because they have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. Okay, hang on a second. Go to where it says, where it says the 404 mark, okay? The 404 mark. Because I want to, Tucker interviewed John Rich. Go to the 404 mark, and I want you to listen to what John Rich, I can relate to this. Just listen to this. Tucker Carlson, folks, by the millions, there's an awakening coming on. Go ahead.
Ever, the only other song I ever wrote that felt like this was one called Earth to God that I wrote a few years ago. That was the same experience with that. But this one was more intense than that. You know, when he hits you, you know it. It is, you cannot mistake when the Lord slaps you upside the head with something.
Amen.
You have a physical reaction to it. I do. I have a physical reaction to it. It does not happen very often. It's a very rare occurrence. But when it happens, listen, what I'm built to do is take a pencil and put the words on the paper, put music to that, and then project that out. That I've spent my whole career getting to a point where I'm pretty good at that. Except this message is beyond, and it's incredible that it hit me when it did in this period of time.
So you felt like you were channeling this?
I felt like he slammed it right through me. And as I'm walking around listening to it, and the hair's raising up on my arms, I remember looking out the window, and I looked up, and I went, what do you want me to do with this? I mean, what do you want me to do? And the message I felt coming back to me was, take it all the way to the mat. That's the phrase that hit me, meaning make the audio as great as you can with your skill set, make the video as compelling as you possibly can. And when you get those things done, tell as many people as you can, slam it out there with no fear, as hard as you possibly can, and let this thing be heard. That is your job. Go do it.
So you're describing a creative process in which you're kind of like not driving the train at all.
Freeze it. See, Tucker doesn't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. John, they asked John Rich about channeling. He didn't say, yeah, I'm channeling the Holy Spirit. He didn't say that because he knows he's not channeling the Holy Spirit. He didn't say, yeah, I channel him all the day. No. No, he said there's something going on. He said it's hard to explain, right? Tucker doesn't get it. Tucker's got some religion. Didn't have the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
No.
Stop him.
No, because I didn't come up with the song. Whoa.
Hang on. You're watching a man filled with the Holy Spirit talking to a Christian not filled with the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
I did not lay out some marketing strategy for the song. I was given instructions as to what to do with it. And listen, it's an unnerving thing to write a song like that, to sing it, and then put it out there in front of God and everybody, especially in the way the world thinks and operates today. That's not what a popular artist would do. I mean,
well, again, I don't know anything about this world. But when you told me that, I didn't even think about, you know, would anyone download that song? And then as of this morning, it's one of the top downloads in the country.
It's in all genres. It's in the top five ish right now of all genres of downloaded songs. It's battling people like Eminem.
Hang on. And our politicians won't name that name. They won't name that name. Go ahead.
Who, I looked up his record just to see what Eminem's doing.
Eminem.
One of the titles on his record is just called Evil. One is called Lucifer. And one is called Antichrist. How crazy is that? And so I see Eminem and Revelation. Of course, he's got the entire machine behind him. I don't have anybody. I don't have any physical machine behind me. And so to watch those two songs sitting there coexisting was a pretty
striking.
When
you say machine, to people who aren't in the music business, like maybe they don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Massive record labels, massive radio play, massive budgets to push and promote and manipulate media and get his song out there.
What is your record label doing for you?
My record label?
Yeah.
My record label is a P.O. box called Rich Records, LLC.
So you don't
I'm the president, founder, and employee.
So you don't have anybody pushing this song?
Nope. Just the people that hear it. And if the song strikes them, they push it forward to whoever's following them.
So before we get Amen. Into what the song
okay.
is actually.
That's the, hey, folks, that's the gospel. That's the gospel. Okay, I've gone on a long time here. Come on in, Judah.
Amen.
Put this in the chat. Put this in the chat. Come on in, Judd. We can't hear you, Judd. Are you there, dude? You haven't unmuted or something. Anybody, come on in. Anybody. The supernatural is returning to Christianity, and not that phony charismaniac Christian. Not that. No. Not name it and claim it. Speak it, grab it and blab it. No. An underground rumbling is going on. God is speaking to and touching the hearts of men. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, amen, Coach. This is a long time and a wait, but you know what? God works on his calendar. It's not the microwave thing. It doesn't just happen. But if as Chet Gallagher used to always say, if we'll show up, God will show off. And amen. I always added to that, he'll even make us look good while he's doing it. It's an honor to have been with Tony Spell. It's an honor to have stood at the Georgia Guidestones. How did that happen? We went out. We took it to the streets. We brought it there, Coach. Couple side notes. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals just held up Tennessee's ban on drag queen story hours everywhere. I'm not sure if it was the Ninth Circuit, but I know that the Arizona just upheld that you must have IDs in order to vote there.
Isn't that something, huh? Huh? Well, everywhere you look, man, hey, Randy, keep staking those courthouses, Randy. Keep staking those things, baby. Jeff Nell, come on in.
Good morning, y'all. I live right next to California, and this state is being manipulated, become like California. And a better note is I went to another library school board of trustees, and I let them have it. And I called the director out for being a sexual deviant and so forth. And it says, you believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, but exercise your senses to better define the difference between good and evil. And boy, you should see him squirm.
Oh, I bet they hate you. Hey, Jeff, word says they'll hate you. You're going to be hate. You'll be the most hated guy in your town. Congratulations, brother. This is so good. This is so good. What is it you wrote, Coach? What did you call that? Cowering Christianity. Had enough of it. Judah, now let's try it again here.
Morning, Coach.
There you go.
Telling everybody this morning, if you have the ability to walk outside right now, look up. There's not a single aircraft in the skies today. So what does that mean?
It means I'm glad I flew home yesterday. That's what it means. Go ahead.
Well, it means it's a Port Columbus, every aircraft is grounded. There's a CrowdStrike is a antivirus system that runs the banking systems and airlines. And this morning, it is down across the nation.
Wow. You mean to tell me, Judd, if it happened yesterday, I wouldn't have got home, would I?
Nope.
Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly
coming clear. More and more clear, Coach. What's really there's a man story. With God's word over there. He's telling the world, you gotta beware.
Gotta beware. Hey, folks. Sometimes it's gotta be bad before it gets good. It's gonna get bad. It's gonna get bad. And I'm telling you, I don't want this. I was gonna say I love y'all, but most of you I love. If you're banking on getting out of here before the trouble hits, dudes, It's like having a tornado coming and praying that it doesn't hit your house. That's what it is, right? And the Lord told us, I don't know, I have no idea, really, why this is so hard a message. Why the local church won't receive what I'm saying. We're to occupy till he comes. We're to fight to the end. We're to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. We're to go into all the world and teach them to observe all I've commanded you and love them with you always, even unto the end of the age. God rewards bravery. God rewards those who stand up publicly. God is about taking back turf. God is about pulling down strongholds, principalities, and evil spirits in high places. That's the war that we're all supposed to be engaged in. And I come along and say, why are we doing this? And they make me the nut. I'm the crazy one. Stay away from. Oh, yeah. Hey, I've got friends that tell me that they've had people tell them, you better stay away from that coach. He'll get you in trouble. You're damn right. Because I'm going to tell you something. Trouble's coming whether you go looking for it or not, brother. And are you going to be prepared? Are we going to be prepared? Are we now prepared to push back against the forces of darkness? Hell, most of you have never been to a local school board meeting. Never been to a city council member. Never. Yes, massa. We're supposed to be conquering kings. Look, I'm not trying to make anybody mad. I'm just telling you the truth. Somebody has fed you a bunch of malarkey regarding what's the name of that again, Coach? Cowering Christianity. Somebody sold you a line of malarkey. Huh? Victorious, overcoming church. Go ahead, Jeff.
Coach, I did hear, and I listened, and this is the first year in my life I've ever listened to them conventions every night. I've heard, listened to it all. Now, I will say that at least maybe 4, 5, or 6 times, the name of Jesus was mentioned, but it wasn't by the big names, except
no,
for
no, oh, no, no. Huh? They want that Jewish money. Sorry, hate to tell you the truth.
Ben Carson did. And last night there was some black preacher on there. I didn't know who his name was, where he's from, but buddy, he raised the roof on that place using the name of Jesus. It was great. Mm-hmm. Me and Mary Jane were sitting here cheering him on. But I did hear people
listen. Hang on, Jeff. Hang on, Matt. I got to make his point before I forget it. It's like if I said, hey, honey, I'm going to go to the store. Does anybody know what she would say to me? Does anybody know what my wife would say if I said I was going to the store? Does anybody know what she would say?
Do you need anything? She'd probably tell you what to get.
She would say, which store? Right? Which store? Because if I'm going to Kroger, she may want me to get something. And we say, God. And the Christians don't stand up and say, which God? Which God? Go ahead, Jeff.
So I was listening. I listen and think, what is Tucker up to? He spoke, and because everything was about God, you know what I mean? And he did say this. He said, you know, and he had some good points he made. And then he said, one statement he said was, you know, I don't get it, but I hope someday I do get it. So I think people are at that point, because now they're all coming in there buying Trump flags and had it in the car. Man, I'm getting some conversations going. And this is where I go with it, down that road. As a nation, we're not going to survive if we don't turn. You know what I mean?
Jeff, we got to be careful of idolatry. Idolatry of Donald Trump, trying to make America great again.
That's why I tell him, every one of them, I say, listen, he's not our savior. He'll be our president. But if he gets elected, the Christians better stand up and come out of hiding and take this nation back. That's the only way we're going to take it back.
Amen, brother. Amen. Cowering Christianity. Rochelle.
Thanks, Coach. Good morning, team. This is a tough thing to talk about. Cause, you know, I kind of think this Christian nationalism wave that we see, it's kind of the prosperity gospel for politics. Mm-hmm. I think I was reading this in the New American, maybe. I just remember a few things and that were dropped from the platform of the Republicans. They just dropped your gun rights. That's no longer on their platform. The opposition to same-sex marriage, of course, abortion. They dropped that. Reduction of the national debt. They dropped that. And entitlements reform. What I'm pointing at is you mentioned signs and wonders, you know, signs, and it's in Matthew 24, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Mm-hmm. See, I have told you beforehand. So I get a little squirmy when I see people up there jumping around and, you know, waving their flags as Christians, but then not really having the backbone that a Christian would have.
Well, and not Rochelle, these are people who want to do something and there's no pastoral leadership leading them to do something. So they turn to republicanism. It's the only place they can feel like they're getting their values validated.
Well, I understand, you know, they take the polls and they see where the church is at and they're like, okay, you know, they're okay with abortion. Instead of coming out strong and saying, this is what abortion is, and this is not what this country is about, and taking it from there, having a strong opinion on the hard topics, that's how you reach their heart and give them something else to think about.
So in other words, you want Donald Trump to do what the pastors want. Most pastors are pro-choice. Most pastors are pro-choice. So when these politicians are looking at how to appeal to the people, they say, you know what? Abortion ain't that big a deal to the churches anymore. That's what's going on.
Well, unfortunately, let me tell you this, Coach. Even when I was pro-choice, okay, I came from all of this. I went to college. I was uneducated. And I even wanted a pastor who was pro-life. I knew that the right stand was not to kill babies. Even though I wanted the right to kill babies, I knew that the right thing was to not want to kill babies. And people just want their freedom, and they will take these lies as truths because it helps their soul and their heart feel better. And well, what they need is someone calling them out instead of...
Rochelle, I'm with you. I want to move on. Here's the truth. See, folks, you're not pro-choice. You're pro-murder. Well, they won't say that, though, will they? They won't say that.
Giving us a choice of three Democrats.
We're pro-life. We're pro-life. No. You're pro-murder, brother. Thank you. Jack, come on in. Sorry, Rochelle. Run out of time.
Hopefully we can also see that there is two factions here in the Republican Party. There's people that are pushing to take the hard stand, and there are people that are trying to water it down. So, you know, let's not throw the baby out of the bathwater. There are some good people in there. And you could see as they were panning the audience when the name of Jesus Christ was put out there, there were many applause, and then there were some very long faces that didn't want to hear that. It's up to us. Not you personally, Rochelle, but why weren't you there standing up screaming yes for the people that were saying we're doing the right thing? See, we got to be careful.
We're out of time. Have a great weekend. Something's happening here. I can feel it coming in the air tonight, baby. Buckle up. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.